This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The GST Council has approved the rate rationalisation with a focus on the common man, labour-intensive industries, farmers and agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Briefing the media in New Delhi last night, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the goods and services tax on common man and middle class items has been reduced from 18% or 12% to 5%. All these changes will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri. Ms. Sitharaman said this move aims to make insurance affordable for the common man and increase insurance coverage in the country.
Insurance services from 18% currently will go into two, three different categories. Exemption of GST on all individual life insurance policy, whether term life, ULIP or endowment policies and reinsurance thereof. Exemption of GST on all individual health insurance policy, including family floater policies and policies for senior citizens and reinsurance thereof.
The finance minister further announced the reduction of GST from 12% to nil on 33 life-saving drugs and medicines and from 5% to nil on 3 life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer, rare diseases and other severe chronic conditions. GST on all other drugs and medicines has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The finance minister informed that items such as hair oil, toilet soap, soap bars and other household articles will now have only 5% GST. She further said that GST on ultra-high temperature milk, chana and paneer has been reduced to zero from 5%, while all Indian breads will now see a nil rate. The minister added that the GST slab on items like air conditioning machines, television above 32 inches, all types of TVs, dishwashing machines, small cars and motorcycles has been lowered to 18% from 28%. Ms. Sitharaman said that labour-intensive industries have given strong support, while farmers and the agriculture sector will also benefit from the decisions. She said that GST on all agricultural equipment has been reduced from 12% to 5%.
These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases the rates have come down drastically. Labor intensive industries have been given a good support. Farmers and agriculture as a whole will also benefit by the decisions. Health related also will benefit.
Prime Minister Modi has hailed the next generation reforms in GST announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government has decided to cut GST rates, which will benefit the common man, farmers, MSMEs, middle class, women and youth. Industry bodies have welcomed the next generation GST reform, saying that the simplification of the tax setup will help in ease of doing business. The Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, said that the two rates of 5% and 18% will simplify refunds and MSME procedures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong today in New Delhi to review the robust and multifaceted cooperation between the two nations. The visiting leader will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for extremely heavy to very heavy rainfall in the Gujarat region for the next 3 days and for West Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. According to IMD, isolated heavy rainfall is likely over places of Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and Odisha. The Met Department has also issued orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and West Madhya Pradesh. The second Super 4 stage match between India and Korea in the Asia Cup Hockey Championship ended in a 2-2 draw last evening at the Rajgir Sports Complex Stadium in Bihar. With the draw, both teams earned 1 point each. India will now face Malaysia in their next Super 4 stage encounter, scheduled at 7:30 this evening at Rajgir. And that is the end of this news bulletin.